This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, sallallahu wa sallam, baraka nabiyyana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, tasliman kathira, thumma ma ba'd. How much suffering a person should go through before they get rewarded, Jama'ah? Does it have to be a great suffering or anything? Let's see what the Prophet says. But that's talking about patience, right? How, and when you get patience, reward for patience, how much of that pain that person should go through before they get rewarded for their patience? Hadith number 37 in Kitab Riyad al-Salihin, in the Book of Patience, قال وعن أبي سعيد الخدري وأبي هريرة رضي الله عنهما عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال ما يصيب المسلم من نصب ولا وصب ولا هم ولا حزن ولا أذى ولا غم حتى الشوكة يشاكها إلا كفر الله بها من خطاياه. رواه متفق عليه البخاري ومسلم. In this hadith, Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, Abu Huraira, reported that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Never a believer is stricken with a discomfort, an illness, anxiety, grief, or worrying, or even the pricking of a thorn." But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will expiate his sins or her sins on account of his patience. SubhanAllah. How generous Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with us, Jama'ah. That Allah azza wa jalla is so merciful, so rahim, so compassionate. He doesn't want you to go through any kind of pain, any degree of pain, without being rewarded for it. Any degree of pain. And here the hadith speaks about physical pain, emotional pain, worrying about the past, the future, all of that stuff. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَا يُصِيبُ الْمُسْلِمْ مِنْ نَصَبٍ وَلَا وَصَبٍ. Nasab is what? It's fatigue, which means what? What you do for daily basis, right? Whether you're doing something as exercise, or you're just minding your own business, doing your stuff at home, or working, or moving things, and so even while you're doing what you're supposed to do, you're still getting reward for that. Even carrying things that hurt your back, hurt your arm, you know, makes you feel tired, you get reward for that. SubhanAllah. You're getting reward even for doing your daily things. That's one thing. Second, قال, وَلَا وَصَب. What is wasab? Fatigue can sometimes lead to what? To illness. So the Prophet said, even when you're sick, you're getting reward for getting sick. Like, you know, when you start having headache, stomach ache, when your body starts aching, getting fever, all of these moments are also an opportunity for the sins to be forgiven. If you endure that with patience, that's what the whole point is. Qala, what kind of illness we're talking about? Any kind of illness. Any kind of illness. Qala, wala hammin wala hazan. So here now we talk about physical pain. Now he says, wala hammin wala hazan. Wala ham wala hazan. And he says, no ham, which means ham is usually worrying about the future. Hazan is actually feeling sad or grieving over the past. So wala ham wala hazan. You're worrying about the market, you worry about the new school year, summer is coming, what are we gonna do, how this is happening. You're worrying about that stuff. Or even worrying about what's happened to our brothers, sisters in Gaza. May Allah make it easy for them, Ya Rabbil Alameen. You sit down there and watching the news and you start feeling worried about that situation and you worry for the living and you worry for the children and the women. SubhanAllah, may Allah reward you for having that concern for your brothers and sisters and make it easier than Ya Rabbil Alameen. Even that, you're getting reward for it. Wala hazan, thinking about something happened to you in the past, something you did and you regret, a pain that you endured and you're still thinking about it, all that stuff from the past, you're still getting reward for just grieving over what happened in the past. Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wala adha, wala gham. Adha, he says now right now, not even, adha is basically caused by others. Adha, now you're getting pain caused by other people. Someone hurt you. Whether it's physical hurt or emotional hurt. Wala gham, now that pain, you cause it yourself. Al-gham is when you start thinking too much about something and suddenly just kind of like dawns on you completely and shuts you down. Like this is now the mental grief right now, mental kind of an anxiety. So that's now you're causing to yourself. But the other is caused by other people. So even for these things, subhanAllah, with patience, you're still getting reward. Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, حَتَّى الشَّوْكَةِ يُشَاكُهَا. Even if you're stuck with a thorn, with a bee, hitting your toes and the table, the coffee table's a foot, whatever that is, anything of that nature, the Prophet ﷺ says, even that level of pain, if you endure that with patience, you shall get the reward for that. Now, what does it mean to say being patient to Jama'ah? Remember we talked about patience, the level, the minimum degree of patience. What is that exactly? That means not to say anything wrong or do anything wrong on the account of this event that happens to you. So if you stay quiet, even if you don't like it, you don't have to accept it. But as long as you don't say anything about it, because you know this is coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're going to get your reward for patience. What's better than patience is what? Rida, satisfaction, contentment in the heart. What's better than that? Gratitude, shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even in the face of these hardships and difficulty. So what do we learn from this hadith here? Well, we learn from this hadith, in order for you to get the reward for all these pains, occasions of pain that we go through, you have to endure that with patience. Which means, if you don't, are you going to get the reward for it? Like if you, for example, hit your elbow in the corner of the room or the door or whatever, and then you start seeing the stars in the middle of the day, and you start cursing and cussing, and then you say, Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Did you get the reward for patience? You didn't, because you just lost it, right? If same thing, if someone, la qaddar Allah, going through some fear for something or worry about something in the future, And instead of enduring this with patience, they're going all over the place complaining about what's happening in their lives, telling everybody. So now they lost it. They didn't endure that with patience. Are they going to get the reward for that? The answer is no. So making sure, in order for it to get the reward for it, you need to make sure that you endure that pain with patience, of course. Obviously, it doesn't mean that you cannot complain to other people who can help you. But we have talked about the meaning of patience. We talked about the meaning, actually, of rida and acceptance. And I hope, inshallah ta'ala, we keep that in our mind. Because this life was designed to be difficult, Jama'ah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدْ. You've been carried with what? In a state of kabad, which means always mukabada, always from one chore to another, from one effort to another one. So you're going to always be trying to do your best. And that's why we need to always remind ourselves to be patient, and being patient. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that patience, Ya Rabbil Alameen. And help us among those who reach the level of gratitude, Ya Allah. Wallahu alam. Any questions, Jama'ah? So anyone get reward for what? If someone is stressing, keep stressing, do they get reward for that? Of course, as long as they don't curse or cuss or say something bad about what they're going through. Yeah, it's okay to stress. There's no doubt about it. Even Yaqub alayhi salam, إِنَّمَا أَشْكُو بَثِّي وَحُزْنِي لَاللَّهِ. I only disclose my sorrow and grief to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even he lost his sight. This is actually not just being stressed. This is called almost like depression. And subhanAllah, he just kind of lost his sight. And that's why he gained his sight back again with the excitement that he got from knowing that his son, because of whom he lost his sight, subhanAllah, is still there and is coming soon. Wallahu a'lam. Yes? Go ahead. Which one is higher, Jama'ah? Rida or shukr? Do you guys remember? We said shukr is higher. Because first of all, you have tasakhut, facing calamities and afflictions. Tasakhut is complaining too much. That's bad. And then you have patience, being quiet, not being happy with it though. That's good. That's the bare minimum required from you. And then you have a rida. So I'm being quiet, but my heart as well, I'm okay with it. I know it's from Allah, so I'm accepting it. But being grateful, even in the face of calamity, alhamdulillah, Allah remembered me to test me among all these people. No, that's another different level, of course. Wallahu a'lam. May Allah make us among the shaykhin, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Subhanakallahu wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.